California power grid operator says rotating outages are now possible. California is one step closer to rotating blackouts after the state's power grid operator issued its highest-level emergency alert Tuesday evening, calling for maximum conservation efforts by consumers. The California Independent System Operator at 5:17 p.m. on September 6 issued an energy emergency alert level 3, which indicates that the grid is unable to handle the current energy demand. Is anticipating high loads and temperatures across, an announcement on its website read. CAISO is forecasting an energy deficiency, with all available resources in use or forecasted to be in use for the specified time period. If the situation continues to worsen at level 3 and all energy reserves are depleted, power outages rotating in different areas will be scheduled, usually lasting between 15 minutes and 2.5 hours as seen in the past. Planned outages are to protect the grid from failing and causing longer blackouts in or even outside of the state. A level 2 alert was issued from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Monday, September 5, but was later upgraded due to record heat and anticipated energy needs. The projected peak electricity demand for Tuesday night is over 52,000 megawatts, a new historic all-time high for the grid, as the state endured the hottest day in this prolonged, record-breaking heat wave, according to a September 6 CAISO statement. Consumers will receive notifications via phone, text, or email from their energy suppliers about power interruptions in their areas, according to the operator. The California Office of Emergency Management also sent a message on Tuesday shortly before 6 p.m. warning about possible power interruptions and asking residents to turn off or reduce non-essential power if health allows until 9 p.m. Governor Gavin Newsom also joined other officials pleading with Californians to follow Flex Alerts, which ask for voluntary energy conservation and replace it with alternative sources during peak hours of the day from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. This heat wave is set to be the hottest and longest on record in CA for September, Newsom wrote on Twitter September 6. We are now heading into the worst part of it. The risk of outages is real. Your efforts have paid off so far, but we need everyone to double down to save energy. Residents are encouraged to set air conditioning units to 78 degrees or higher, turn off lights, unplug unused appliances, and avoid the use of large appliances. According to the National Weather Service, temperatures in Southern California are expected to stay close to 100 until Friday, before dropping below 90 this weekend. The last time such planned outages occurred was in August 2020, for 2 days, when around 800,000 homes and businesses were affected statewide. Consumers for Southern California Edison, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, and San Diego Gas and Electric can visit their utilities website to find outage maps and preparation tips.